Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sheriff Blake. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak strikes out. There goes Davis. The throw from Shea to second, and Davis is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball four. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake fires to first and picks off Appling. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to second. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Shea moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Carey hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kane hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. West scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Blake covering, for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake strikes out. two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Jack Knott now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cliff. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shea is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. West hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Browns. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Walker strikes out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. It's 7-6, Browns. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Appling moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 7, White Sox, 7. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. 1 out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to third. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. West scores. 2 outs. It's Browns, 8, White Sox, 8. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pete bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Merv Shea. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is walked intentionally. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe is walked intentionally. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Sewell moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.